RNZ.
Welcome to our weekly vinyl revival. Just sit back and relax for 45 minutes with your presenters, Albert
and Selena Chan, broadcasting every Saturday night, featuring more forgotten tunes and rarities on Planet 104.6 FM in Auckland, New Zealand.
Some of the top hits of 1953 include Make Love to Me by Joe Stafford, Oh My Papa by Eddie Fisher or Eddie Calvert, and Patty Page's How Much Is That Doggy in the Window. Here's another version, Across the Atlantic by UK singer Lita Rosa, with Johnny Douglas and his orchestra, a number one hit for her in March.
How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that doggy's for sale. I must take a trip to California and leave my poor sweetheart alone. If he has a dog, he won't be lonesome, and the doggy will have a good home. How much is that doggy in the window? Shine in the dark. My love needs a doggy to protect him and scare them away with one bark. I don't want a bunny or a kitty. I don't want a parrot that talks. I don't want a bowl of little fishes.
Somebody new, but I'm crazy about you, you butterfly.
country pop singer Jodie Miller with her capital single Home of the Brave, reaching number 25 on Billboard from September 1965. And first up, Philadelphia vocalist-guitarist Charlie Gracie with his cameo single Butterfly, staying at the number one spot for 2 weeks on Billboard from February 1957. He had competition with Andy Williams, also a number one hit, for 3 weeks the following month.
Marianne Faithfull begins the British pop with her first single, As Tears Go By, reaching number nine on the UK charts from August 1964, followed by Twinkle, real name Lynn Annette Ripley, with her non-chart single, Poor Old Johnny, issued in September 1965.
And the hits just keep on coming.
I sit and watch the children play. Smiling faces I can see, but not for me. I sit and watch as tears go by. My riches come by with you.
American singer Kitty Lester continues writing her love letters, a number 5 hit on Billboard from March 1962. It was also a number 11 hit for Dick Haymes in 1945 and again a number 19 hit for Elvis Presley in July 1966, followed by Connie Francis with Drown in My Sorrows to the tune of Red River Valley, reaching a modest number 36 on Billboard from August 1963.
So near while apart, I'm not alone in the night. When I can have the name that you sign, and darling, then I'll read again right from the start. Love letters straight. The name that you sign.
Hamilton Orchestra leader and arranger Hugo Winterhalter begins the musical interlude with Canadian Sunset, a number 2 hit on Billboard from July 1956. Andy Williams again covered the vocal version, followed by Band of the Grenadier Guards performing the popular march with Sword and Lance, conducted by Major F.J. Harris from 1948.
Thank you.
tune into Vinyl Revival on Planet 104.6 FM in Auckland, New Zealand, broadcasting every Saturday night with more forgotten tunes and rarities, this week spanning from the early 30s to the early 70s. You can also download and listen to us online at planetaudio.org.nz/vinylrevival, or one word.
Gene Autry begins the country segment with his theme song, Back in the Saddle Again, recorded in Los Angeles on April the 18th, 1939, followed by mother and daughter Liz and Lynn Anderson singing as a duet, popping the question, Mother, May I?, a number 21 hit on the country charts from April 1968. Sadly, Lynn passed away in 2015 at age 67.
singer Gerald Adams and the Variety Singers begins our vintage track with Daisy Bell, originally recorded on the Brown Regal 78 label G20854 in late 1930. Part of the chorus was used on the ZB Aunt Daisy's morning radio session throughout the 1940s to the early 60s.
Within my heart, Daisy, Daisy, planted one day by a glancing dart, planted by Daisy Bell. Whether she loves me or loves me not, sometimes it's hard to tell. Yet I am longing to share the lot of beautiful Daisy Bell.
On the
Moving up to the early 60s for Barnsdale, Oklahoma singer Anita Bryant with her unreleased track, The Unopened Letter, with Monty Kelly and his orchestra, recorded at the Carlton Sessions from May 1960. That was intended to be the sequel song to the sound-alike huge hit Paper Roses.
R&B rock and roll singer, pianist Little Richard, born Richard Wayne Pennyman, begins the rock and roll segment with his rocker Good Golly, Miss Molly, a number 10 hit on Billboard from February 1958. His first charted hit was Tutti Frutti, a number 17 hit in January 1956, later covered by Pat Boone.
And the hits still just keep on coming.
Track, but let's hear it first and the details to follow.
Never leave.
Mission Bell singer Donnie Brooks, born John Eberhosh in Dallas, Texas, in 1936, with his rendition, Oh You Beautiful Doll, from June 1962. That single was also intended to be released in New Zealand, as it was allocated the catalogue number London NZL 769. Sadly, Donnie passed away in February 2007 at age 71.
And here is Andy Williams to close the program with an Elvis song, Can't Help Falling in Love, reaching number 3 on the UK charts from March 1970. Until 6:45 p.m. next week, this has been your host, Albert.
And Selena Chan, signing off. Good night, everyone.